Good afternoon. I welcome you with all my heart. It is good to be with you once again. I love every one of you equally, unconditionally. You have not come here to hear words. As strange as it may sound, you've come here to listen to the sounds, to be still, to be quiet. In quietness, there's power. In stillness, there's awakening. Not necessarily when I speak or make noise, but when you're quiet. And the mind becomes quiet. In the quietness, we're all one. In the silence, there's no differentiation between anyone. But when we begin to speak, the trouble begins. Therefore, in your own personal life, try to be still, try to be quiet. You may say, I can't find without talking. In a wonderful way. More wonderful than you can ever understand. When you do not talk, you do not react. When you do not react, the power comes into you, awakens you, makes all things right in your life. Ponder this mystery. In power there is strength. In silence there is power. All the power of the universe is with you when you're quiet and still. So do try to be quiet and still in your daily life. Do not think you have to talk to solve your problems or to make people happy. Try it. Try to be still for a day. Without talking, see what happens. You'll be amazed what will happen. I have been traveling around the world for 40 years or so, sharing publicity, keeping low key. When too many people surrounded me, I got up and left the state or the country. But now because of a physical dysfunction, I'm stuck in LA. There are people calling me now, wanting to go on TV programs, go on radio. I kind of refuse them. So please do not try to make me famous. I'm not looking for name or fame at all. I am absolutely nothing. I really have nothing to say, nothing to teach. If you came here expecting to hear a sermon, you came here for the wrong reason. If you came here expecting to hear a profound talk, you came here for the wrong reason. Then why'd you come here? It's a mystery. You're here and I'm here, and that's the way it is. When I say I am, I'm referring to consciousness. Omnipresent. I'm not referring to Robert, who's absolutely nothing. I'm referring to absolute reality, to Brahman. So when I confess to you, And I am all pervailing consciousness. And that bodies, minds, experiences rise and fall in consciousness. I'm referring to the whole universe. I am all pervailing consciousness. Bodies, minds, and experiences appear and disappear in this consciousness. And you watch the figures on the screen, and you forget the screen is there. You do not see the screen because the figures take up all the room. Everything happens on the screen. People are born, people get married, people die, people have experiences, people cry, people laugh. All the figures on the screen appear and disappear, like bubbles on the ocean. Bubbles in the ocean come and go. All bubbles fade away, new bubbles come. Figures on the screen come and go. You see one movie after another, all different figures, all different screens, different projections. But the screen remains the same, the screen never changes. You, my friends, are the screen. You are the ocean, the bliss. You are Satchitananda, Brahman. What appears to be your body and your mind, is that really you? Yes, for some mysterious reason you have identified with the body and the mind, and you're now living a mortal dream. You have worries, you have fears, you have depressions, you have emotions, you have needs, you have wants. Have you ever wondered who needs this? Where did it all come from? Who am I? Who experiences all these emotions, these things going on in my life? Good things, bad things come and go. I get older every year. But yet something within me never changes. No matter how old I get, there's a self which never changes. I am that self. There's only one self. A bunch of cells. When you say I am that self, you're referring to the whole universe. I am that self. Just to understand this even intellectually makes you feel good. Causes positive changes in your life. The doctor may tell you you've got cancer. You may have marital problems at home. You may be looking for work. You may be unemployed. Who's experiencing this? Who goes through this? You say me? Who is this me you're referring to? To whom are you referring when you say me? I have a problem. I have something wrong with me. Who is this I? Where did it come from? Who gave it birth? Where is its source? Again, when you begin to inquire this way, something wonderful happens to you. something grand, something beautiful. It does. You find day by day again becoming happier and happier. For no reason whatsoever. Until you realize that you are unalloyed happiness. Happiness is your real nature. This is what you are. It has absolutely nothing to do with your body, or your environment, or the world, or your mind. It says when you go to sleep at night, when you fall into a deep sleep, you no longer appear to exist. When you wake up in the morning, you say to yourself, I slept well. I feel good. I had a good night's sleep. This is how it is when you awaken. Like being asleep, but an awakened sleep. You always feel good. Remember, when you lie down and go to sleep, you still have your problems, don't you? You have your depressions, you have everything that's going on in your life. When you fall asleep, it's all gone. It all disappears when you're sleeping. When you're awake, you say, I slept well. Regardless of your problems, you slept well, you feel good. But when you begin to think about it, then the world awakens with you, comes out of you, and you begin to experience what you always experience during the daytime. Whatever you experience. So it's time to catch yourself in the morning when you awaken. You know, it's time to do your most important work. When you awaken in the morning. Do not allow your mind to start functioning. As soon as your mind wants to function, put a stop to it. How do you put a stop to it? By inquiring, who am I? What's going on here? Why is my mind thinking about these things? What is the cause of my mind? What is the source of my mind? Where did it arise from? The mind goes into the brain and you become cognizant of the world and your body. And you begin to say, I am this and I am that. But if you put a stop to it, you remain naturally happy. It makes no difference what's happening in your life. Do not accept or reject anything. Leave everything alone. Be yourself. When people call me on the phone, they always want to tell me their problems. Yet, they never like the answer I give them. For after telling me their problems for about an hour on the phone, they ask me, what should I do? What do you think of my problems? And I say, all is well, and everything's unfolding as it should. Most people don't like to hear this. They want me to give them a specific answer to their problem. As if I were a great psychiatrist or psychologist. I only speak from the highest viewpoint. From the highest viewpoint, all is well. There's nothing wrong. I told you a story about all is well the other day. This is true. Everything is working to your benefit. If you leave it alone, stop fighting it. Have you stopped resisting life? Things will work out in the right way for you. For people who you got a problem and you worry about it, you're just perpetuating it. For using the mind that doesn't exist as a power to perpetuate your problems. And what you think you'll become. This is true at a certain level. Therefore, if you keep thinking about your problem, that something's wrong someplace, you need some desire fulfilled, you're creating this condition as long as you think about it. So what I tell you is to turn away from it completely, absolutely. Turn away from your problem completely, don't even consider it. Instead, inquire, who am I? Who has this problem? Who is the I that has this problem? I don't have the problem, I does. So you're separating yourself from the I. I am bright and shining, I am free and liberated. I am boundless space. But I have a problem, that's me. I am all pervading consciousness. The problem is only a superimposition on consciousness. Like words on the paper. Words printed on the paper are superimposition on the paper. When we think about the paper when we read a newspaper? No. You think about the words. The words change every day. One day they're good words, one day they're bad words. That's why people read newspapers every day get all confused. I know people read the newspaper from the back to the front every day. They read every sentence, everything in this newspaper, they take it for real. And so they become like the newspaper. It's an awful lot like the newspaper. When they read something good, they become happy. When they read something bad, they become sad. What are the words? How can the words make you sad? How can the words in the newspaper upset you? It's not the word, it's you that's upset. Because you're taking the words to be the reality, aren't you? And watching the news on the TV. You take what you see to be the reality. So you become sad, confused. But I'm saying to you, become the screen on the TV. Identify with the screen on the TV that's still, quiet. When there's no pictures on your screen. The screen remains the same for always. Same with the newspaper. You never read the words. Look at the paper. Identify with the paper itself. If there was no paper, there couldn't be any words. The only reason there's words is because there's a paper. It's the same with your life and experiences. The only reason you're having good and bad experiences is because you are mistaking yourself for the truth. You think you had a small self instead of being the truth. You think you had a mind of the ego. Instead of understanding that you are the consciousness. Boundless space, Brahman. Therefore it's your duty to know the truth. To become free and liberated. This is what you're here on this planet for. This is the reason you seem to exist. To become totally, completely liberated. Therefore, not be like other people. And look at the world of effects. Identify with the world of effects. Find the cause. Again, you find the cause by turning within. By bringing the eye back to the heart center. and then all is well. You now know what you have to do. The choice is yours.